This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It is a two for Tuesday. That means Red Sox tickets all day long, every hour, bottom of the hour, on the 30s, as one might say. And we need a code word. We're going to get to I want to get to Randy from Providence in a minute on Curtis's Kurtspiracy lead about the NBA draft. But we need a code word. Any suggestions for the code word? What, you want to base it off last night or something?
What about crushed?
Crushed. Celtics crushed. All right. Code word. I like it, Sean. So it is crushed. That is the code word that you need to know today. And when you hear the cue to call, just call and be the ninth caller, and you will win Red Sox tickets.
So, orange drink. Which one were you? Crushed or sun-kissed? I was a sun-kissed guy.
Sun-kissed.
Actually, polar dry orange guy because I grew up here, lived my whole life here. Not to flex or anything, Curtis. But,
no problem.
So Randy in Providence wants to talk about your lead, Curtis. Randy, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. You guys look like you're enjoying some beautiful weather out there.
It is gorgeous. Gorgeous here.
Yeah. I'm super jealous watching you on YouTube here. I'm not like the biggest conspiracy theory guy. You know, I know there's always been NBA draft lottery questions. I mean, dating back to, you know, Patrick Ewing, right? But this is the second time in 6 years a team's traded their star player to L.A. and won against all odds the first overall pick in the draft lottery. I mean, the Mavericks had a 1.8% chance going in last night. And the Pelicans back in 2019, if you remember, after trading Anthony Davis, got the first overall pick. They had a 6% chance in that lottery. I think it's at least worth noting. You know, I'm not saying, I don't know. I'm not the biggest conspiracy theory guy, but that's, you know.
Well, they're always called conspiracy theories until they come true, until they're proven correct.
Atlanta had a 3% chance of it last year, and they got the first overall pick. But it does seem a little, you know, with Luka going to the Lakers, and then you're sitting there, and then you're the Dallas Mavericks, and, you know, everybody's like, you got this, like, low chance of
1.8%. Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, and then you're able to get, you know, you're able to get the number one overall pick, and now you have Cooper Flagg to go with Anthony Davis and then, you know, Kyrie Irving when he comes back from his knee injury.
And the other component of this, and it's, you know, it's long ago, and we're now, the Celtics have been part of the playoffs, and it's been, the ratings have rebounded across the NBA. But you cannot overstate how much the ratings issues in the NBA permeated the discussion of the league for weeks leading into the trade deadline. And how, since that trade, you guys saw the stories I would send every couple weeks about how the ratings had rebounded, how the NBA's back, all of those things. Now it makes perfect sense. And the reason you don't hear owners talk about it is because this benefited the league. It got the ratings up. It got the Lakers back relevant again with LeBron James. And now the Mavericks, entering the offseason before they have to sell a ticket, have Cooper Flagg, which many people would rather have than Luka for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, and I also think this, like, separate – I think – part of it is a little separate from the ratings, but with the ratings, I think more of a league thing, excuse me, because we've seen it on so many times, so many other occasions, where you start to look at the NBA and maybe where they want potential generational players going to markets that would be, going to Curtis's point.
Like developing markets.
Yeah, like, you know, like you would rather, you'd rather see Cooper Flagg in Dallas than in Utah or Washington. You'd rather see Cooper Flagg with Philly than Washington or Utah, some of those other teams that Portland, for example. So, you know, even when you're looking like Giannis, right? If you're the league, wouldn't you rather see Giannis playing for an organization that, you know, to Curtis's point, is going to drive interest for ratings, but also get him in a place where, you know, it's a good market for the league to have a guy like Giannis?
You don't think the league wants Giannis in Toronto?
No. yeah.
But does this impact your, like, for me, it's just a joke. Like, the NBA is a punchline to me. Like, this is just pathetic, and it's, at some point, you lose the faith of the fan in the most important component of this, which is that it's on the level. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how you sit back and watch this and aren't immediately convinced that we are being played.
Is Brandon still there, Shine?
Yes.
Brandon, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, hey. You know, I just want to talk about Jason Tatum. You know, the guy needs help. Best case, worst scenario, that it's an MCL or, you know, a low-level sprain. He comes back from this, he sits out. But I still think the Celtics have enough talent to beat the New York Knicks. You know, they're evenly matched. We still got star players out there. It's going to be a grit and grind game, but I feel like we still have enough to win this series. But
to win the series,
we'll see with the new
Celtics, they can win the series without Jason Tatum?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
It's going to be tough, but they still have enough talent to win against the New York Knicks. I mean, we've seen them struggle against the Pistons, and we are way better than the Pistons. So, I mean, we still have the horses there to win this. It's going to be hard, but I think they're going to be very focused. I think we still win the series. It's going to be tough, but I don't think we win a championship without them. But worst case scenario, like I said, MCL or low-level sprain.
Brandon, thank you. It doesn't. I mean, Jason Tatum will have an MRI today.
Right.
It did not seem like it was anything other than the Achilles and the season-ending and maybe next season-ending Achilles.
Right, because we've seen that before with so many players, like, you know, similar type of step situation and going right down. And if it's an ankle, I mean, maybe you get up from that. Like, you don't see
but guys, big picture, could this be the saving grace for keeping the Jays together? Where if Wiggy and I have been talking about Chisholm and the league, Shams and others reporting Wick on this show about the second apron, if Tatum's out for the majority of the year, you're not going to trade Jaylen Brown before the season.
Yeah, you weren't here at the very beginning of the show, but I was saying that could be the savior for Brown to be here longer.
Oh, Fitzy just tweeted that I stole your take.
Well, I think Greg,
it's mine and yours, Curtis.
Greg, you're taking it.
My lead was going to be like,
you can get right into your lead.
If you're the Celtics in this situation, it's where do you go from here? And you have maybe two potential avenues to go down, right? If Jaylen Brown can show that, no, maybe they don't win a championship, but can show that, like, okay, I can be the guy, I can put this team on my back, maybe I can give the, you know, make it a competitive series and maybe push it to game seven. Maybe the Celtics go, there's two ways of thinking. If you're Bill Chisholm, hey, we have a massive asset in Jaylen Brown that we can maybe potentially move on from and get pieces that we can build a future for when Tatum comes back. You could say we have a guy like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum when he comes back. Now we can maybe move on from Derek White, Porzingis, Drew Holiday, get some younger players back because that could be a nice package piece. Get some younger players back and now build a completely different looking team with the two Jays. Like, there's two avenues if you're Chisholm you could potentially go down because of this injury. And I think a lot is going to be determined on what Jaylen Brown looks like. especially if, and you might not be the offseason like you said, but especially the beginning of next year headed up into the trade deadline, depending on how Jalen Brown plays as now being the
guy.
Well,
you know what Jalen Brown is.
Like, yeah, but now we're going to see Jalen Brown without Jason Tatum. So
let's give credit where credit is due. Like, he was the MVP at the end of the when they won the championship. Like, people, right, I see people on Twitch already being like, JB's not it. JB's not it. What are you talking about? JB's not it.
But there's a difference to being like the MVP of the finals when the other guy leads the team in scoring, assists, and rebounds. Now it's going to be Jalen Brown by himself.
Yeah.
So now he's not going to have that, oh, well, Jalen Brown gets a lot of those opportunities because they're always doubling Tatum. It's going to be, you'll really be able to see what Jalen Brown can do. And if he does like take his game to that next level, he's going to put you in a position where you can have a number of ways to go.
Well, I mean, it's going to be on him tomorrow night and the rest of the series if they survive tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he said the other night he's the best player in the paint in the NBA. And period. So I would expect that the best player steps up and is able to lead your team when you lose somebody like Jason Tatum. So we will see.
Right.
I just don't feel very confident about it, but
right. Well, I think that, but that will then answer another question. Like, if he can't do it, then they might say, well, why Chisholm might say, well, why are we going to hold on to his contract and Jason Tatum's contract? Right. So if he doesn't play to that level, it might be a little bit easier to be like,
there's no question in your mind, even let's say next season is no go for Jason Tatum.
Right.
You're hanging on to Jason Tatum. Like, you're not
to Jalen Brown or Tatum?
To Tatum.
Oh, like, yeah.
You're not making any decision about Jason Tatum because of the injury.
No, I think that you still.
If they win a championship without him.
They're not going to win a championship without him.
Well, if there's they do, possible. That's
it. There is a possible way. For you to say there's no possible. There's certainly a possible way. I'm just saying, nationally, if they win a championship without Jason Tatum after that injury.
Yeah, well, yes. But do you really think that they can win a championship without Jason?
I think crazier things could happen.
I mean, there's a chance that Wiggy could swim home. I wouldn't put money on it.
There is a chance. I'm a decent swimmer. I don't know how far I can get.
Curtis, we have to walk up a hill to get where we are doing the show in the morning. He was winded for 20 minutes afterwards.
It's true.
Bill Belichick is shuddering.
There's
no way, Greg. Like, the Celtics will have Jason Tatum on their team as long as Jason Tatum wants to be on the Celtics. There is no scenario by which they choose Jalen Brown over Jason Tatum going forward.
Yeah.
Because he'll come back from it like Kevin Durant did, and Kevin Durant hurt his Achilles when he was much older than Tatum. If it is a torn Achilles, I mean.
I can't see it being any other thing. Yeah, I know he's slow to get up at times, but he did. Yeah,
but that was,
he did not get up, and he was in the wheelchair. And
right.
I mean, was he crying? Did he?
Yeah, it looked like he was. Because I think he probably knew. You know what I mean?
He was sobbing on the back.
Carl Anthony Towns was talking about. Carl Anthony Towns post game was talking about the scream that he heard. It was like a Mac Jones like high ankle sprain scream that Jason Tatum.
Greg, it was actually Tatum was crying because he had to now watch the rest of the series and listen to Doris Burke.
All right. We're a little bit behind. You want my lead real quick? We had the opportunity to be on an airplane yesterday, and of course, we all know what that experience can be like these days. I mentioned it. I teased it earlier, so I should probably share it. This is not my lead, but related to planes. Nothing sums up this radio show and its audience like what happened at Logan Airport yesterday. So we got there. Courtney and I got there. We're waiting for Wiggy to get there. And a very nice young man, probably, I don't know, 29, 30 years old, came over and said, hey, me and my dad listen to the show, love the show. I live in Bermuda. And he said, my dad called me this morning, and he said, Wiggy is looking for some flour. And I said,
they do have a lot of beautiful flowers.
And he said, you know, Curtis, if you're not down with the lingo, you know what the flower is.
It's a great bakery in the Seaport.
It's the good stuff. So I just I'm so grateful for our audience because I don't think there's another radio show where you've got a dad telling his grown son who lives in Bermuda to be Wiggy's hookup while we're over here. I mean, really.
And honestly, watching Greg facilitate the interaction, it was Greg was on cloud nine.
Yeah. It was like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
I just want to introduce you to Wiggy here.
Here's Jermaine.
Wiggy, this is, I forget what his name was.
Yeah, we're not going to give his name.
This is so-and-so.
Yep.
He might be holding.
Yeah.
Which you need something.
Yeah, and you were like, that's not what we call him. Yeah.
Greg goes, we call it weed where I'm from. Yeah.
I don't know what the...
I was trying to facilitate the deal.
Yeah.
He's like, you got to have somebody who is facilitating the deal.
The middleman, right?
Right, the middleman.
I'm the ganja guy.
Hey, buddy, I don't know what the prices are, you know, in comparison to U.S. Guy was like, it's a lot more expensive out here.
But anyway, there's a woman who has gone viral because of what she brought on a plane. And I don't know if Mitch can get this or not, but this lady brought a full rotisserie chicken on the plane with her.
Okay.
And people are bothered by this. I mean, I do feel like there are those people who get their food they have a purpose in getting their food for the flight, and then they don't eat it until like mid-flight or whatever. Other people just get what's available on the plane. Like, I was mocked and ridiculed by you guys for getting the chips and salsa.
Such a weird move.
This particular lady, though, people have been complaining. Her name is Chloe Gray. And she went to Whole Foods and got a full rotisserie chicken that she could bring on her trip. Here she is talking about it.
I just got pulled aside by TSA for having something crazy in my bag. But I told her, this is how you give yourself a first class experience without paying for first class. So let me show you. Okay, cold rotisserie chicken. I got to get my protein in the flight. I hate buying airport food, so I usually just try to pack like a salad or something. And I didn't have time, so I was like, let me just get like a whole chicken from Whole Foods. And this is going to hold me over for like the entire day pretty much.
All right.
I got to get my protein. Can we stop with that nowadays? Like,
I mean, it's very expensive to eat at the airport.
Yeah, I know that.
And this woman has a full rotisserie chicken. Now, TSA had an issue with it, I guess, because it's in the bag. Right?
Yeah. I'm guessing that this was kind of a brag of this girl. Like, she wanted to eat healthy. She doesn't like airport food. Yeah. Like, it was...
I mean, I get it.
Better that than bringing fish on the plane.
Right.
Her side in the sense, I'm a food in the terminal bring on the plane guy.
You are.
You know what I mean? Like mid-flight in my movie.
You got a pizza.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Like mid-flight in my movie and I, you know, break out my own little food, whether it's a pizza or a sandwich or something like that.
Right.
So I can't really like knock her
because
I would do that and I've done that before. It's like, you know, when you go to the movies and it's in the mall, you get food and you go kind of in the movie theater.
But like when you're on an airport, it's like vacation time. The hours don't matter. You can have, you know, a beer at 9 a.m. You can get a pizza at 9 a.m. Like, that's the best part about traveling is you get to indulge in your little guilty pleasures.
I agree with, I just received a text message from our good friend Rob Ninkovich, who says he hates the mid-flight eater.
I'm one of those. Yeah, he would not like me, man.
Ninkovich also hated your outfit yesterday.
Oh, he did?
He said pants and flip-flops.
What's wrong with that?
Well.
Enough of the critiques of me.
I look at it like this. The plane, if you're hungry, the plane doesn't give you any food to eat unless you sit in first class.
Well, they don't need more. Yeah, they used to, but they don't.
Right, but they
don't.
Does
anybody want to tell this lady, like, first class isn't rotisserie chicken? Like, what is she talking about?
No, like that, the rotisserie.
A dry rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, but when you get on a plane, you don't, if you're hungry, there's what, they come around with some pretzels and crackers, like,
Wiggy hates the crackers.
Well, no, I'm one of those people that maybe, depending on where my flight is, I grab a sandwich and I say, okay, I'm going to eat it on the plane. I can watch the movie. I can relax. Kind of takes my mind off the flight a little bit. So I'm with that type of person. I get how some people might bring fish on and it might stink.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say, though, that and this is arguable, but the rotisserie chicken might be the most versatile grocery store prepared food item that one can get.
Okay, so you just walked right into it, Greg. Do you know what every old person in the world loves, and they tell you all about the ways they use it?
Rotisserie chicken.
They love my parents really? Rotisserie chicken. It's like, yes. Oh, I made a chicken salad. Oh, I put it on a sandwich for dad. I saved it for tomorrow.
So that's an old.
It is such an old head.
Yeah, and they especially love the skin of the rotisserie chicken.
You can cut it up. You can put it in a salad.
Yep. You can make chicken salad.
Next day, you can make chicken salad. Boom. You can rewarm it with a little mashed and maybe some gravy.
Put it on a sandwich.
Some stuffing.
You can make quesadillas. You can make nachos.
That's right.
There's a lot of things you can do with that.
You can.
Oh, yeah.
Why stop there? Enchilada?
Name another item that you can buy. Store prepared that can be used in that many dishes. There's not. I'll wait.
Rotisserie chicken is like the 5-2 player in baseball. Right. There's just so many things you can do with it.
Right.
It's like Mookie Betts.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Coming up, we will get to They Said It. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Kristaps Porzingis said about his current health, and it's actually maybe some good news for the Boston Celtics. So that is coming up right now. Courtney from Bermuda with what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Celtics dropped Game 4 in New York 121-113, and they lost more than just the game. Jason Tatum went out with a lower leg injury in the fourth, being carted off. He was crying on the way to the locker room. He will undergo an MRI today. He had 42 points before the injury. The Seas will face an elimination game tomorrow night at the TD Garden. And the NBA draft lottery was last night, and it seems like Cooper Flagg will be heading to Texas as the Dallas Mavericks get the first overall pick with 1.8% odds. The other NBA playoff game last night, the Timberwolves lead the Warriors now up 3-1 in that series. The Red Sox fall to the Tigers 14-2. Tanner Houck went 2 1/3, giving up 11 runs on 9 hits. Another one with the Tigers today, 6:40 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Lou Merlone will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. As for NHL playoff games last night, Carolina leads Washington 3-1, while Edmonton leads Vegas 3-1 as well. And there's a lot of things to celebrate this month, from Mother's Day to Memorial Day, and finding money you didn't know you had. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 56 degrees in Boston. Cloudy skies, afternoon high, 63.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Speaking of two tickets, it is a two for Tuesday. That means you can win Red Sox tickets every hour, all day long, at the bottom of the hour. So your first chance to win next hour at 8:30, then another chance on this show at 9:30. Courtney, Wiggy, and I are in Bermuda for the Greg Hill, the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic, our golf tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Got some listeners that we'll meet today who won their way in the raffle that we did. We did an online raffle for Foursome, raised almost 10 grand doing that for the foundation. And so we'll get to meet the listeners and everybody else who is here to golf over the next couple days a little bit later on today.
And we just ran down to get some breakfast. The people here are so nice. I mean, we said this last year, but the people that live in Bermuda are the nicest, kindest people. I was just down there, and one of the servers from last year was like, "Hi, Courtney, welcome back."
Oh, that's so nice.
So nice.
Oh, that's so nice.
No,
oh,
it really is.
They make you feel at home. Here every day?
No, I mean,
of course you're going to be nice.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this is beautiful. Yeah.
Also,
they remembered Greg. They remembered Greg because of the amount of times he went up to get breakfast.
Actually, Courtney just took advantage of the omelet station,
I did.
Which is a bold move when you're in a commercial break.
Well, I mean, I made it.
You did. You absolutely did.
Thanks.
We're going to play your Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. A reminder that you can leave a voice note for us on any topic at any time on the Odyssey app. And hopefully you have downloaded that and you can listen to us. That means you can listen to us from anywhere at any time you want, day or night, on the Odyssey app. And there's a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. And if you need to get something off your chest, you can leave a voice note at any time. Shime, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and Ketch's Law is honoring those who built the city, those who drive and those who construct and those who care for others, the nurses, the doctors, the masons, the iron workers. Please nominate your hardworking hero when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where would you like to start this?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Kristaps Porzingis, who after the game talked about how he felt kind of medically and with all the things he'd been dealing with, how he felt after last night's game. Here was Porzingis.
There's a larger workload for you tonight. How did you feel out there?
Today was first day I felt decent, honestly. Just everything, just my energy. I was a bit more like uplifted, you know, and just maybe didn't have my best game anyway, but energy was good, and I felt I could go a bit more up and down, so that's positive.
No, you did not have your best game, and I love the dude, but I said it earlier, I don't know why when you get to, minimum fourth quarter in a game right. like last night, I don't know why he's in there.
Yeah, he missed two free throws late in that game.
He did.
Too.
He missed those free throws. I don't know. He's going to be dealing with this, I guess, you know, however long they survive.
They feel like, maybe Missoula feels like, you know, Porzingis out there, he gives you a better threat offensively than, say, Cornette gives you.
Okay, but you got, I mean.
Yeah, but you were running double big like half the game. Like, yeah. Get Pritchard out there more. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, awful night for Missoula. And honestly, Porzingis, we saw the peak Porzingis last year, our first game one when we were at the sports bar at MGM in Springfield. But there's a reason a guy that talented was available. You know, like when he's right, he is unbelievably talented. He's a unicorn. Isn't that his nickname or something? I don't know.
Yep. Yep.
But he has been, I don't know whether it's, you know, bad clams. I don't know what it is, but he has been off entirely.
Did you say more clams? More effing clams? Is that what you said?
Ken said, and he was right, Mr. Berkowitz's decision to use the F-bomb really put that spot into a new level.
Not enough clams.
Just brilliant.
Yeah. He prepped perfectly, too, for Shime to get the drop right. It was really well done.
Great. Great.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, the sad news coming out of last night was Jason Tatum's injury. Joe Mazzulla was asked about it. Here was the kind of back and forth with Coach Mazzulla about where Tatum was at and kind of what happened.
No, not yet. I know it's a lower body injury. He's going to get an MRI tomorrow. He's with the doctors now. I didn't ask him. I just got the update from him. I just asked him how he was doing. So I'll get the MRI tomorrow, and you know, we'll see what it is. Yeah, I mean, you're obviously always concerned about someone's health. So, you know, it's twofold. We're concerned about his health, where he's at, and then we're concerned about what we have to do better for Game 5 when we get back to Boston.
Joe, was it the Achilles or was it the ankle itself? And was it contact? Because there was some contact.
I have no idea. I got back there, talked to the medical staff. They told me it's a lower body injury, and they're going to get an MRI tomorrow. So, you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
I mean, it really didn't seem like it was contact. Not contact related. Like, he just turned on that right Achilles.
He took that one step, and we've seen it a million times over in sports.
Yeah.
You know, the non-contact, the guy takes that one step to push off with his back foot and propel himself forward, and then he takes another step and grabs the back of his calf and his Achilles area.
And if it was an ankle, like sprain, break, player would probably try to get up, to see if they could walk on it. This was, he knew immediately he wasn't getting up.
If it was an ankle sprain, you would have seen him step on a guy's leg. Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
His leg.
You would have seen that, like, you know, a guy land on his leg. I mean,
his leg.
Yeah,
you sound like Rambo.
Yeah, well, you know.
They took his leg. They blew his leg off. And by the way,
out of my throat, man. Step on a guy's leg.
Greg, so, Mazzulla went on to say that he should have gotten back into the game, the wuss.
Yeah.
We're all praying and hoping it's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But I think we all have seen this injury happen to a bunch of athletes.
It's a serious injury. Right. We were with a guy last night, KJ from DraftKings.
Yeah. Oh, he was like, oh, he milking
it. And he was immediately, and this is how a lot of fans feel. Immediately he was like, get up, like, you know, they're going to lose this game and Tatum wants out. I mean, that was, legit. The implications for the franchise, Curtis, we were talking about it earlier. If it is indeed, if he tore it and he's unable to go next season, like, the implications are huge for the franchise.
That loss last night, the game and Tatum, could be the sort of fork in the road of the franchise where you look back and say, if not for that, this continues. I mean,
if not for that, you could be saying, if not for that, imagine the dynasty that the Celtics would have had.
Right.
Like,
think about that.
You're not overstating it.
The game itself in the series is a massive loss if they lose it. But the injury is 5 times bigger of a loss, because even if you lose the series and we're sitting there and we're yelling and screaming, we're throwing everything at the Celtics, you know, and their team and Joe Mazzulla.
You still can count on them being back next year.
Exactly. Yeah. Now if it is, like you said, Greg, you're probably going to lose him for the majority of the season.
Yep.
And he probably won't be where he needs to be until, you know, what is that, 2 years from now?
Yep.
And then you have this giant financial cloud looming over your organization.
Yeah. All right. What's next, Sean?
Well, in talking about Jason Tatum, Brian Windhorst, after the game, had a report from Tim Bontemps on how the locker room was reacting after the loss. Here was Windhorst.
Our Tim Bontemps, who was in the Celtics locker room after the game, he said it was the quietest locker room he'd ever heard. They obviously know that the rest of this series is in, of course, serious doubt. I will point something out. They are facing, obviously, a difficult situation here. Tatum injured. They're down 3-1. They were 8-2 without Jason Tatum this season. This is an excellent team. They are the defending champions. Picking themselves up after seeing that, though, is going to be a huge challenge, maybe even more tactically, emotionally, trying to bounce back from what they witnessed tonight.
All right. And there's a difference between being 8-2 without Jason Tatum, where you know he's sitting out a back-to-back, or he's only sitting out one game. There's a massive difference when you say versus, like, all right, we know we're going to be without him moving forward.
Well, you're going to find out if Jaylen Brown can be the guy.
Yeah.
And Courtney thinks that he can.
I do. I do.
And so this is his moment. He's wanted the attention,
yep.
And he's going to get it.
It's so. His team now. He's going to be the guy. It's his team. So
I haven't done this
get your 40 a night.
I haven't done this since the college football season, but I have a lock tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes.
Celtics win by double digits.
Oh, Curtis, all really? Right.
They're going back home. Believe me, the NBA does not want this series only going 5 games. New York and Boston. It'll go back to New York. I think the Knicks, unfortunately, win it in 6, but I think the Celtics...
In 6 or in 7?
6.
So you think they win it down there?
Yeah, but the Celtics win tomorrow.
All right, that is They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We are going to get to Courtney in today's news coming up. And tomorrow on this show, Mego will join us. Speaking of the Celtics, we will talk Celtics with our NBA insider here at WEEI, Mego, at 9 on tomorrow's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply. For 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Well, Greg, before I get to the news, we may need some help back in Boston.
Oh.
I am getting reports from Logan Airport that former New England Patriot Max Lane showed up to Logan this morning to board the flight with the wrong passport.
The wrong passport. How many passports does former New England Patriot Max Lane have?
Right. Well, I'm guessing it's an expired one.
Oh, okay.
That would be my guess. Apparently, he realized while going through security, he does live decently far from the airport. So,
I guess I brought the wrong passport.
Anybody works at TSA or Logan?
I don't think you can't fix that, Curtis. Can you with the whole real ID thing?
I mean, I don't know. Max Lane went to the Naval Academy. I mean, I feel like there should be some like way to shoehorn.
Oh, dispensation?
Like that's Max. Oh, he's good. Let him through. You know, you need one of those type of people working TSA. Oh, I know who he is. Let him through.
So very interesting, right. Logan, this morning. Okay. We're going to start with 26-year-old Jennifer Judith Padilla in New Bedford. She's facing multiple charges after she crashed her SUV into the Hastings Keith Federal Building yesterday. At first, she entered the building with an American flag and a container of gasoline and attempted to set the U.S. flag on fire. Security was able to stop her, but they weren't able to get her in custody before she got into her car, rammed it into the building, and hit one security officer. Here's New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell on WJAR.
The woman who attempted what I would characterize as at least one, if not two, acts of violence. Security should be on top of these kinds of risks. They are out there.
Well, what does that mean? That they should know in advance that the lady is going to try to light a U.S. flag on fire and drive her SUV? I mean, I don't know.
Somebody don't like America.
Was she on social media talking about it? I need more information.
Just needs a trip here to Bermuda. That'll settle her down real quick.
That's okay.
Terrible story out of Bentley. As Bentley University student who was on a senior trip to Bermuda, to the Bahamas, died on a senior class trip. So I know Brees did this when he was at Bentley.
Yeah, it's like they do it. It's like a tradition, a Bentley thing.
Yeah.
They go every year.
So senior Gaurav Jaisingh appeared to have fallen from a balcony by accident. Here's one student, Sydney Bazin, on WHDH.
I was gearing up for graduation weekend this weekend, so I hope that we take some time to honor him this weekend at graduation. It's just absolutely heartbreaking.
Terrible.
Oh, that's awful.
And as a parent, you are so worried about your child all the time, but heading into such an important milestone of their life.
Tell them, be careful, you know, and enjoy yourself, but just be careful.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Courtney's mom tells her when she's on the phone with her here in Bermuda.
Yeah. She asked me how I got home last night. I said, Talina and I walked back together.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did she ask you that? Did you call her when you get back to the room?
No, I didn't. And I think that was the issue.
Oh.
So I woke up this morning to a text. How did you get home last night?
Oh, okay. There was no like, hey, made it in, Mom. I'm safe.
No, but I made an Instagram story, so I thought she'd see that.
Oh. She tracks all your socials.
Yeah. There was another Newark airport radar outage yesterday affecting some Boston flights. So it's the third time since April 28th. It caused three flights to Logan to be delayed between 30 and 90 minutes yesterday. Newark is an issue right now. And
Do you have any real confidence in like the air traffic control system in the country currently, Curtis?
It's an odd predicament here.
If they've let it go, like update wise, or like it's kind of alarming.
But the Newark, the one on April 28th, apparently it just went out for 90 seconds. The complete system just went down for 90 seconds. I mean, that throws everything off. So very scary. Here's Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy on Boston 25.
My concern is that we could see other situations like this around the country because the system is old.
Okay. You think you get a new system. I mean, all these billionaire 30-something tech smart young people, you think somebody come in there and build you a new system or something.
You know what? If only a couple years ago there was about an 8 to 10 month period where nobody was flying, we could have maybe done something then.
Yes, that would have been a good time to fix everything up.
I mean,
Curtis.
10 days to slow the spread.
I mean, they're making robots that can get you a soda from out of the refrigerator. You can't fix this thing?
Mm-hmm. Venture capitalist and U.S. Marine vet Republican Brian Shortsleeve has announced his campaign for governor. Here he is on WHDH.
We're going to appeal to Republicans, to independents, and to Democrats. What voters want in this state is a lower cost of living. They want better affordability. We need a better climate for small businesses, which means lower taxes, less regulation. And most importantly, we've got to get state spending under control. The state budget has grown by nearly 50% in just the past 6 years. That's completely unsustainable.
Brian Shortsleeve, Curtis, everyday listener of this radio program, so we wish him well.
Great last name.
We will see what happens when it comes to the election.
Is he related? So, wasn't there a reporter Shortsleeve on one of the local?
Joe. I don't think they're related. But last Republican governor, Charlie Baker. So I mean, it's happened before.
Mm-hmm. Well, many times, Mitt Romney, Bill
here Lowe. In Massachusetts, and it could happen again. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We should probably take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of today's news coming up momentarily. It is a 2 for Tuesday, and that means that you can win Red Sox tickets every hour all day long. your first chance to win this morning with us coming up at 8:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.